Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, I do want to let you know about our other podcast. You can check out The War, thewar.greatdetectives.net. If you're interested in the history of World War II, I strongly encourage you to take a listen because it follows the history of World War II from the pre-war era right all the way through the war and into a little bit of the aftermath of the war, how American attitudes changed, and what Americans went through. And we follow the story through drama, comedy, news stories, and you can listen to the whole 277-episode series. Just go to thewar.greatdetectives.net. And then we have The Amazing World of Radio, which we do a variety of short radio programs. Right now we're doing our sort of holiday series of podcasts. And then we will, in the summer, do a series chosen by our Patreon supporters. You can listen to all of our past series and upcoming episodes. Just go to amazing.greatdetectives.net. And then there's the video version of this podcast, Public Domain Video Theater. Go to videotheater.greatdetectives.net. And then there's my comics podcast, the Classy Comics Podcast at classycomicsguy.com. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, April 7th, 1948. And this one is Photographer Clyde Winston Murdered.
Oh, good evening, Miss Anderson.
Good evening, Joe. Table for two?
The best in Joe King's fraternity house, Miss Anderson, for the prettiest model in the city.
That's what you tell every model who comes in here, Joe, and don't deny it.
I won't. Every model in the city comes in here, and each one of them is the prettiest. You're meeting the usual, unusual young man tonight?
No, I'm having dinner with Clyde Winston, the photographer.
Oh.
We'd like a rather quiet table to talk business.
Well, I'll give you the quietest table in the place. Right this way, Miss Anderson.
Thanks. I was at Mr. Winston's studio this afternoon. He wants to talk about giving me a contract. I've been trying for a contract with him for a long time.
So has every other model.
Don't I know?
Well, how about this table?
Oh, this one will be perfect, Joe, thanks. I'll wait for Mr. Winston before I order.
Oh, of course. Uh-oh. Maybe you'd like to switch to a table for three.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, here comes your regular young man. And he looks as if he's looking for you. But when isn't he?
Never mind. He's already seen me. Hello, Bill.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, Joe.
Hi. Well, I'll be seeing you, too.
Thank you, Joe. Bill, what are you doing here? I told you this morning I was meeting Clyde Winston this afternoon and made a date with him to have dinner.
You met him this afternoon?
Yes, at about 4. Why?
Why?
Yes.
Because this afternoon at about 4 o'clock, Clyde Winston was murdered.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hello.
Hello, Blackie. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's going on?
You've been listening to the radio?
No. Should I have been?
Well, that all depends.
On what?
On whether you want to see me or Inspector Faraday this evening.
You're much prettier than he is.
No.
What makes you think I'd want to see him?
You remember Clyde Winston?
The photographer? Sure,
mm-hmm.
I remember him. Why?
He was shot at 4 o'clock this afternoon, according to a news broadcast I just heard.
What are you going to do later, Mary?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Someday I'm going to remember not to call you up when there's been a murder.
I'll make it up to you.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll let you pick any place you want to go, and I'll take you there. Just as soon as I find out who murdered Winston.
How do you know you're going to find out who killed him?
He was a photographer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, you know the little birdie the photographers ask you to watch.
Of course. What about the little birdie?
Maybe I can get the little birdie to tell me who killed its boss.
Uh,
I'll tell you just once more, Blackie.
Good.
Get out of this studio. There'll be another murder here. Yours.
Now, Faraday, you know you want me here. After all, two heads are better than one.
I don't need you to help me.
That's right, you don't. You already have two heads, don't you? I forgot.
Ha ha.
Inspector, I knew Winston. When I heard he was dead, I came right over. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, now that you found I'm here, you can beat it. 4, 5, 6.
Faraday, what kind of gun killed him?
A shotgun. Winston never had a chance.
Did you find the gun?
No, we didn't find the gun.
Did you find anyone who saw somebody come in here carrying a case of some kind?
No, we didn't find anybody who saw him.
Well, then you've got two mysteries. Three, really. One, who killed Winston. Two, how did a man carrying a shotgun get in here without being seen?
What's the third, genius?
The third is, how do you keep your job without me helping you? You know something, Inspector?
According to you, I don't know anything.
Oh, you're just being self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't like the fact that Winston was killed by a sawed-off shotgun. We don't know how it got in here. Oh, say, wait, I've got it. The fire escape.
You got a surprise coming to you. There's only that one window in this studio and no fire escape.
All right, so I was wrong.
Oh, no, not you.
No, I thought I was. Faraday, how did anyone bring that shotgun in here without being seen?
I don't know, but I... Come in.
Excuse me, Inspector Faraday.
Oh, come in, Carl.
Who's this, Faraday?
This is Carl, the elevator man. The only way up to this studio is in his elevator. What do you want, Carl?
Well, Inspector, you asked before who came to see Mr. Winston carrying some kind of package. And all I thought of was the men.
Yeah?
I forgot all about the model. And she left, looking all excited.
How do you know she was a model?
Oh, that's easy. She was carrying one of those round hat boxes all models carry.
That does it. That's how that shotgun was brought in here, in that model's dressing case.
Not so fast, Faraday. You say Winston was shot about 4 o'clock. When did that model leave here, Carl?
Well, that's just it. She left about 4.
Looks like she's the one we want, Blackie.
Maybe. There are a lot of model agencies in this town. Well, I'm going to all of them. You know, finding the beautiful model, Faraday, may pose a pretty problem. Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Is this Harry Conover's office, home of the famous Conover cover girls?
Yes, it is.
I'm Boston Blackie.
How do you do?
And what are you doing in back of a desk when you shouldn't be in front of a camera?
I'm Mr. Conover's secretary. What can I do for you?
Right now, you can tell Mr. Conover I want to see him.
Just a minute, I'll buzz him.
Yes, Sylvia?
Boston Blackie's here, Mr. Conover.
Oh, well, tell him to come right in.
Yes, sir. You may go right in.
Thanks, beautiful.
It's that door to the
left. Never mind telling me, I know the way. I've been here before. But why haven't you? Hello, Harry.
Blackie, good to see you.
Thanks, Harry. Nice to see you. Say, I'm looking for a model who might have killed Clyde Winston this afternoon.
Well, that was too bad about Winston, wasn't it?
Yes.
But our models don't kill people, Blackie. As a matter of fact, one look at a Conover model and you want to go on living.
I agree with you, Harry. But was one of your models at Winston's this afternoon?
I don't know, and I'll check with Sylvia and see.
Yes, Mr. Conover?
Sylvia, while I hold the phone, look in the file and see if one of the girls was booked at Winston's studio this afternoon.
Right away, sir.
You don't think one of my girls killed Winston, do you, Blackie?
Winston was killed by a shotgun, Harry. No one was seen carrying a gun in or out of Winston's studio. But a shotgun broken down could be carried in a model's hat box.
Well, I assure you, nothing more than makeup and a change of clothes are in those boxes, Blackie.
Don't think that makeup and an evening gown can't be deadly.
Mr. Conover?
Yes, Sylvia?
Evelyn Anderson had an appointment at Winston's studio from 3 to 4 this afternoon.
Evelyn Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sylvia. Evelyn Anderson, Blackie. She was there from 3 to 4.
And Winston was shot at 4, close to 4. Harry, I'd like to talk to that... Hey, what's that? Sounds like the beginning of a fight out in your reception room. Well, let's put a quick finish to this. Come on, Harry.
Right.
I'm going to tear your hair out for that. Let me just get it. That's all I want to do.
Hey, break it up, you two. Break it up. This is a model agency, not Madison Square Garden.
What's the trouble out there, Evelyn?
Well, hello, Mr. Conover. There's nothing really wrong.
No? Looks to me like nylons were on sale at a dime a pair.
What happened, Sylvia?
Evelyn got angry because I told you she was at Winston's this afternoon.
Oh, this is Evelyn Anderson, huh?
Yes.
That's right, Blackie. This is the model you asked about. Evelyn, this is Boston Blackie. He wants to talk to you.
Okay. What about?
Not here, Miss Anderson.
All right.
Let's go down to police headquarters and let Inspector Faraday in on the conversation.
You say you heard a shot just after you left Winston's studio, Miss Anderson? Then why didn't you report it?
Faraday, she said she heard what might have been a shot.
Be quiet, Lanky. Answer my question, Miss Anderson.
I didn't know it was a shot. After Mr. Winston told me he couldn't photograph me because his plates hadn't arrived, I left. I didn't know Mr. Winston was dead until a little after six.
How'd you find out?
I was waiting for Mr. Winston in Joe King's Rathkeller when my boyfriend Bill Jackson came in and told
me. Bill Jackson, huh?
Yes.
How'd he know about it?
He said he heard it on the radio.
Just a minute. Yeah?
Inspector, this is Matthews.
Yes, Sergeant.
We found a sawed-off shotgun that's been fired recently.
Good work, Sergeant. Where?
In the back seat of a car owned by a guy named Bill Jackson.
Listen to me, Bill. Don't talk, just listen.
All right, Evelyn, go ahead.
I'm at my apartment, but there's a policeman in the next room. They let me come here to change my clothes.
I'll be right over.
No, keep away from me, and keep away from the police.
The police?
Bill, they found the shotgun that killed Winston. They found it in your car.
But they couldn't have.
But they did. Now, you keep out of this, and I'll be all right. I didn't kill Winston, and I'll be able to prove I didn't.
But you think I did.
What I think doesn't matter.
Hurry up, Miss Anderson.
I'll only be a minute more, officer.
Okay, I'll step on it.
I will. Bill, I don't have much time.
But you've got time to listen to me. I don't know how that shotgun got in my car. It must have been planted there.
I love you and I believe you, Bill, but the police won't.
Evelyn, you were in Winston's studio at about the time he was killed.
Yes, that's why the police are going to hold me. But I can... Bill, you don't think I killed him.
Remember what you said. Doesn't matter what either of us think. It's what the police think that matters. What the police think and what we're going to do.
Gus, what are you laughing about, Gus?
The news in the paper about the murder of Clyde Winston.
Oh. Well, what about it, Gus?
They've arrested Bill Jackson for it, Mabel. Arrested him for something they'll never be able to prove against him.
Mm-hmm. How can you be sure, Gus?
Because, Mabel, they'll never be able to find out how young Jackson carried a shotgun in and out of Winston's studio without being seen.
But you know how, don't you, Gus?
Yes, I know how, Mabel. Didn't I tell you I'd kill Winston for stealing my patent?
Yes.
My life's work.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I tell you I'd kill him?
Yes, Gus, you told me.
Well, I did what I told you I'd do.
I know. And I helped you.
Oh, Mabel, you only helped me get the gun out of the studio.
Oh.
You don't know how I got it into a studio without being seen by anyone.
No, I don't. Gus, how'd you do it?
How? That's something neither you, the police, or anyone else will ever figure out.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Photographer Clyde Winston is killed by a sawed-off shotgun. The last person to see him alive is Conover model Evelyn Anderson. Since no one was seen carrying a shotgun in or out of Winston's studio, Boston Blackie and Inspector Faraday both agree that the gun could have been carried in the model's dressing case. Later, the murder weapon is found in the back seat of Evelyn's boyfriend's car, and the boyfriend, Bill Jackson, is arrested. As we return to our story, the photographer's real killer is with him. Friend.
Gus, what are you working on?
It's no developer, can't you see?
Oh.
I'll get something yet that's an improvement. Yes. Winston won't steal it from me this time.
Poor man. He's being buried today.
Yes, I know, Mabel. Do you want to go to the funeral?
You're not going, are you, Gus?
No, but you can. After all, you knew him.
Yeah.
Scrubbed the floors in his studio for years.
But I wanted to leave them all dirty for what he did to you, Gus. Mm.
I did worse to him than leave his floors unscrubbed.
I know.
And I'm proud of the way I did it.
I helped you, Gus. You won't forget that, will you?
No, Mabel, I won't forget. I'll take care of you.
Oh, Gus, I don't want anything. I just want you to remember that I helped you.
Mm-hmm.
Gus?
Yes?
Gus, there's a shotgun in the closet over there.
I know.
It's loaded, too. I looked.
Yes, I know. That's the gun I experimented with.
But you're not going to use it, are you, Gus?
No, Mabel, I'm not going to use it. Mm-hmm. But I'll keep it around and load it in case of emergency.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, we don't know when... Oh, I just remembered something.
What?
We're in trouble, Mabel. In Winston's studio.
You left something there?
No, Mabel. It's something I didn't leave there.
What?
Never mind what. We still have time to do something about it right away. No one is smart enough to know there's a clue in Winston's studio because of something that isn't there.
Jackson, I'm warning you.
Inspector, I tell you...
Miss Anderson, I'm leaving my office. Did you tell me how you got into Winston's studio without being seen?
I tell you, I wasn't there, Inspector. How can I convince him, Blackie?
I wouldn't know.
If you weren't there, Jackson, what was that shotgun doing in the back of your car?
I don't know.
You might as well give up, Faraday. Neither of these two is going to tell you anything more.
What do you mean, anything more, Blackie? They haven't told me anything yet.
Oh, we've told you all we know, Inspector Faraday.
Yes, so you say. Jackson, I think you killed Winston. You got into his studio in disguise, and that Miss Anderson here carried the shotgun in her dressing case.
They make a good team, Faraday, but not a good one for murder. At least that's what I think.
Yeah, Blackie, you'd think anything, as long as it didn't agree with me.
Well, I'm going to do something right now that agrees with you.
Yeah, what do you bet?
I'm going to leave here.
You win.
I'm going over to Winston's studio. There must be something at that photographer's that will develop into a clue to a killer.
I'll keep those things I gave you in your trash bag, Mabel.
Yeah, I will.
If anyone sees this, it'll look as if you're just carrying a sack full of papers and things.
All right. I don't see how you forgot to do this in the first place. You thought of everything.
Of almost everything, Mabel, but almost isn't good enough. Oh, here's Mr. Yeah. Studio. Oh, you have a key, don't you?
This is heavy. Well, I'll open the door.
Well, hurry up, hurry up.
Just a minute. Just a minute now.
If anyone sees us now, you're just cleaning up, and I've just dropped in looking for some equipment that Winston borrowed from me.
Yes, Gus.
All right. Well, let's put on the acting plan just in case someone's in here.
All right, Gus. Of course you can come in, sir, but I don't know whether you should touch anything.
Well, I've only come for what belongs to me. It's equipment that Winston borrowed from me. It has my company name on it.
Is your company name on a shotgun,
oh, no.
too?
Who's there?
Oh,
you can't see me in the dark, can you? Then I'll turn on the light.
Oh.
I turned it out when I heard you outside the door. I suppose you don't know who I am.
Oh, I do. I've seen your picture in the papers. You're Boston Blackie. I'm Mabel. I'm just the cleaning woman here.
Uh-huh. Who's this, the cleaning man?
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
Gus
no.
Thomas. Mr. Winston has some of my equipment out on lease. I own the Gem Photographic Supply Company.
Well, I'm looking for someone who supplies Winston's killer with an invisible shotgun.
Yes. Yes, I heard he'd been killed with a gun that no one brought in here.
I don't like the laugh on your face. What's the matter? Didn't you like Winston?
Me? Of course I did.
Mm-hmm.
Blackie.
Yes?
How is it the police couldn't find anyone who saw anybody carrying a shotgun into this studio before Winston was killed? As I understand it, the only way up here is by the elevator. And the elevator man didn't see anyone carrying any kind of package.
Gus, is it all right if I go now?
Well...
Wait a minute, Mabel.
Yes?
Gus, you wanted to know why nobody was seen carrying a shotgun into this place. I'll tell you one way it could have been done, now that I come to think of it.
Really?
Yeah. Mabel could have brought it in with her cleaning tools.
Oh.
That is, if you and Mabel are friends.
Oh, no, I didn't know this gentleman, Blackie, and there's one other reason I couldn't have brought a shotgun in.
What's the other reason?
I didn't come to work till after the shot was heard. You can check that with the elevator man. He'll tell you that's right.
Oh, Blackie.
What a lovely restaurant.
Lovely rascal, Mary.
Huh?
Joe King wouldn't like it if you called this place just a restaurant.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, here comes Joe now.
Uh-huh. Well, Boston Blackie. Good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you too, Joe. Oh, Joe, this is Mary Wesley.
How do you do?
How do you do, Joe?
A nice, quiet table, Blackie?
Yes, where I can get some information, Joe.
Oh, you're here on business, huh?
On a murder case, Joe.
Uh-huh.
You lost one of your customers. And I thought you might be able to help me find out who killed him.
Well, according to last reports, I'm going to lose another, too. Evelyn Anderson. I understand she's...
She's not being charged with murder yet, Joe.
No, Joe. She's being held as a material witness. And so is her boyfriend, Bill Jackson.
Which brings me to my first question, Joe.
Yeah?
Was Evelyn Anderson ever in here holding hands with Clyde Winston?
No, she was... Oh, but Winston used to come in here with a fellow named Gus Thomas about a year ago. That is, until they had a fight.
About what?
Well, over some sort of photographic equipment Thomas had developed and Winston appropriated.
That mean anything to you, Blackie?
It sure does.
Mr. King, that package has arrived.
Oh, excuse me, please. Some silverware I've been expecting. I'll be back.
Okay, Joe.
Yes, sure, Joe. Blackie, why that puzzled look on your face?
Take another look, Mary. Mm-hmm. It isn't there anymore.
No, it isn't. What are you smiling about?
I know how a shotgun could get into Winston's studio without anyone seeing it.
Oh?
It could have been sent to Winston by express. I'm going to make a call.
To whom?
To Carl, the elevator man at Winston's building. If an express company delivered any packages to Winston's studio the day he was killed, they were delivered for the express purpose of murder.
Now I can go into my studio and get to work again, Mabel.
All right.
We put new plates and wrapping paper with my labels in Winston's studio.
Gus, You don't think that Blackie noticed the plates weren't there, do you? You know, he looked all around the place.
He was trying to find something that was there, Mabel, not something that wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to work in peace now.
Maybe I'll come in for a little while,
Oh, all right, if you want to.
I feel sort of safe around you.
Oh, we needn't expect any trouble, Mabel. If we ever have any, though, there's that other shotgun in the closet, loaded and ready.
Oh, I hope you never have to use it.
There'll never be any need to. Oh, come on in.
Thank you, Gus. Oh, it's dark without the lights on.
Well, I'll take care of that. There. Is that better?
A lot better, Gus.
Oh, it's Blackie.
Now, every time I open a door, I find you, Blackie.
That's right.
You don't have any respect for locked doors, do you?
Not when they keep me out of a killer's studio. I have quite a way with locks, you know.
And quite a way with words, too. Or is there something wrong with my hearing?
No, you heard right. You killed Clyde Winston, and this cleaning woman here helped you.
Oh, no.
We killed him together, did we?
Yes, and I'll tell you how.
All right.
You got the gun into Winston's studio in two express packages. The shotgun you used was the type that comes apart. Carl, the elevator man, told me two packages with your label on them were delivered to Winston the day he died.
I sent two packages to Winston. Photographic plates.
No, you didn't.
Yes, he did.
Because there were no new plates in Winston's studio.
Oh? Have you looked recently?
I looked the place over before you got there just a little while ago, and there were no plates. Now I know what you and this woman came to Winston's studio for. The sack she was carrying didn't contain trash, but photographic plates.
No.
You knew someone might think to look for them.
You can't prove anything you're saying.
No, you can't.
I think I can. I know how the gun was taken out, too. In the trash by this woman, along with the packages that came in.
You seem to forget that the gun was found in the back of Bill Jackson's car.
Yes.
You could have put it there, Thomas. You knew Evelyn Anderson. You might have seen her with Jackson. You found Jackson's car and knew he'd be a good murder suspect, so you planted the gun in his car.
You know, you talk a great deal, but you're not saying anything that proves I murdered Winston.
Really?
Mabel, where are you going?
I won't let him take you to jail, Gus. I won't let him do it. I won't let him do it.
Mabel, stay out of that closet.
No, I'll stop him with his shotgun, Gus. He knows too much about you.
Mabel, put down the gun.
Oh, I don't think she ought to put it down now, Thomas. She told me everything I want to know.
I'm going to kill you, Blackie.
Wait, Mabel, wait.
But why, Gus? Why? He's going to take you to jail.
No, he's not, Mabel. Well, we'll take him somewhere else and kill him.
But he knows the whole story. He knows what we did to Winston because he stole your invention, Gus.
Well, thank you, Mabel. Now I'll take that gun.
Don't move, Blackie, or you'll take what's in it.
I said I'd take that gun.
Shoot him, Mabel. Shoot him.
Yes, I will. I won't fire, Gus.
That's too bad, Mabel. I'll take that.
No,
gun.
You don't.
Gus!
Well, Mabel, that's that. There's your friend. Go ahead and wake him up.
You know, you're lucky. You're lucky you're not dead. If that gun had gone off, you'd be dead.
But it couldn't have gone off, Mabel. You see, I found this gun before you and your boyfriend got here. I took out the shell and left it in the closet. And now I have you and Gus in the bag.
You know, Blackie, we ought to come over here to Joe King's fraternity house more often. Everything is so wonderful.
The top models in town come here, Mary. Look at that girl over there. Isn't she gorgeous?
Hmm. Maybe we shouldn't come here so often. Blackie.
Yes?
Blackie, when did you decide that Bill Jackson wasn't guilty of the Clyde Winston murder?
As soon as I figured out how the shotgun must have gotten into Winston's apartment, I knew Jackson wasn't involved. I'm surprised he didn't confess, though, just to protect his girlfriend when she was a suspect.
Men do things like that for their girls, don't they, Blackie?
Sure. Get yourself arrested for murder sometime, Mary, and I'll do the same for you. Glad to.
Thank you. Very little. You know, that Gus individual had a pretty good frame-up going for him for a while.
That he did. He was hiding in Winston's studio when Evelyn got there, knew the police would discover she was the last to see him alive, and decided to really involve not only her, but Bill Jackson, too.
Now, anyhow, it's all over, and I'm still hungry. Waiter! Oh, waiter!
It's all over, Mary, except the shouting.
Please, Blackie.
Threats will get you nowhere with me, Mary. You know that.
You won't take me to the circus.
Not tonight. Some other time, maybe, but not tonight. Tell you what I'll do, though. I'll get tickets for,
The telephone, Blackie.
Tickets for the telephone? Now, what would a telephone do at a circus?
Please.
Just a second. Hello.
Blackie, this is Faraday.
Inspector, this is a pleasant surprise. What can I do for you?
As if you'd do it. Blackie, you know where I am?
Do you know?
Of course I do. I'm at the circus.
Gosh, how much does it cost to see you?
You can see me for nothing, but I don't want to see you. Do you understand? I don't want you near this place.
A murder at the circus, Faraday?
Yeah, murder at the circus, Faraday. A guy named Rondo, a magician, got himself killed.
Didn't have to be a magician for that.
All I wanted to tell you was to keep away from here. Not so long, Blackie.
Huh? What was that all about?
I think I know, but I'm not sure. Mary, what did you want me to do tonight?
Why, take me to the circus, of course.
Mary, my girl, you've talked me into it.
Welcome back. It's not generally a great idea when choosing an accomplice for homicide to choose someone who is going to spill your entire motivation and plan when pressure's brought to bear. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. And continuing on that same thread as yesterday, I had a very nice comment from Tom. Who writes in, he had a question about what we were doing next, and then I answered that, and he said, "Thanks, Adam. I'm new to the podcast, and I'm loving it. I actually look forward to traffic jams now." Well, thanks so much, Tom. I don't think there's many higher compliments than that. Questions. Essentially, you had several people asking about different sorts of projects. Jacqueline asked about the Sexton Blake BBC series from 1967, if we could do that. And any British radio series broadcast after, I believe, June of 1957 is still under copyright protection in the United States. So that doesn't leave a whole lot to do. And even some stuff that was done before that, I'm generally going to leave it alone if the BBC is actively distributing it, because I would just rather not deal with problems with the BBC. Colleen asked about Jim French Productions, and we've talked about that before. The Jim French Productions that were made before 1978 are under copyright protection for 95 years. So none of them would be available for us to play legally until January 1st, 2068 or 2069. And those that were made after 1978 will expire 70 years after Mr. French's death. And so those won't be in the public domain until January the 1st of 2088. Now, Colleen does point out these are available on the Radio Classics channel on XM Satellite Radio, and either there or on the CDs or downloads from Radio Spirits is how I'd recommend enjoying these programs, because you're going to have a bit of a wait if you're waiting to hear them here. Dan asked about the horror genre, and that is not really my thing. I am not into that genre very much. And, listening to a radio program like, you know, I do a few for, like, the app extras, like, maybe once or twice a year. That's pretty much more than enough for me, so that's not a genre I'd be interested in doing, you know, a series on. But thanks so much for the question, Joe. All right, well, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then we'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.